It's the award-winning Days In Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 with Dan the Voice Diker, Billy Doc Niles, and Paul the Statman Reichard, brought to you by the Days In Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Thomas Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights. By FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dells Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Now here's Dan, Doc, and Paul with today's report.
Hi, folks. Welcome in. It's the Days In Midwest Race Report, 101.3, 1460 WVOG. I'm the voice radio man, Dan Diker. Joining me once again, Paul the Penguin Reichard and Billy Doc Niles, as we are really, really going to get you set for Oktoberfest race weekend. Of course, we'd like to wish congratulations and good luck to all the drivers that are down in Rockford this weekend for the Short Track Nationals. I was going to be down there, but I found out that I was DJing on an Oktoberfest parade float this morning, and I announced Cranfest parade tomorrow.
Jeez. For someone who has nothing going on, you have a lot going on.
So I can't do the mid-ams like I wanted to do on Sunday of Fest this year of, Rockford Short Track Nationals. But again, congrats, good luck to those folks down there. I know a lot of people listen to this program as they drive down to Rockford. So have a safe trips down there and safe trips back. We're going to talk a lot of Oktoberfest racing today, of course, as get ready to get the camper out there early. I'll be out probably Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, start announcing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, steak dinner Sunday night, and cuckoo ca-choo come Monday.
Monday for me is camper moving day, but, it's this Monday, looking forward to it, moving them in, seeing all of our friends from our Big 8 friends from the Twin Cities, got our bowling challenge going on again Tuesday night. You know, and then, of course, see Boone's Farm Tuesday night. We get together with them guys.
I'm DJing Oktoberfest this year. Yep. Thursday night, I'll be DJing the Champions Fest again.
Yep, our local champions are going to be tapping some beer for you, so make sure you get in
free
there.
Free beer, that is.
That's right. So make sure you get in there and have a champion tap you a beer. And, they're looking forward to having a great weekend, Dan.
All right, so last week we picked our first six qualifiers for our Oktoberfest trivia prize package. Of course, the top prize gets a four-day stay in a jacuzzi suite in my hotel and four tickets to Oktoberfest. Second and third place, they both get a four-day Oktoberfest pass. Kayla Ray Lockington, that's Miss Ricky Bobby, Brian Rootser, Audra Berger, Jim Jackson, Nate Towner, former Hornet champ, and Lynn Kohler. Used to be a part of the Go-Go Johnny O racing crew. Our first six qualifiers, let's get them in right now. There's a lot of folks listening today.
Give me that randomizer.
We're going to pick six more qualifiers during this segment, end of the show. We're going to pick our three winners. So let me go on random.org here.
Give me that. You got the list. Give me that.
All right, so.
I feel like I should be on Press Your Luck going, stop.
No whammies.
All right.
Billy Doc Niles, I want you to reel off. My first one is number 68.
68. Here we go. 68 is Gwen Carlson.
All right, Gwen Carlson, you are in the running. Let me go back. Randomizer is going to be number 88.
Yo, that's not far from 68 right here. Is Nicole Hayes.
Nicole Hayes or Haas? It's got a C-Z at the end.
C-Z, yep.
All right, so next up we have number 76.
76, a little bit farther up here. Allie Van Havermate.
Now, is that Scandinavian or German?
I'm not sure.
You need that one
if
here.
If it's German, she's got the right weekend.
Allie, you are now in the running. Listen to the end of the program to see who our top three are. Next up, we need to hit randomizer, and it's going to be another big number, number 105.
Oh, I got to go to a new page here.
105.
105. Amelia Marshall.
All right, Amelia, that's the Hornet Rookie of the Year from the Thomas Sparta Speedway.
All right, she's in the running.
All righty, Amelia Marshall. Let me get back in. The button has been pressed, and the swirly circle. We have number 61.
61. 61. Wendy Leipsch.
Wendy Leipsch, former Hornet driver at the La Crosse Speedway, and has what Alex and Zach. And Zach racing this year. Very nicely done. Our final qualifier to make it an even 12 is, well, these are all high numbers today. Random.org says number 86.
That's right by that Nicole Hayes here, right here. It
over
is
300 correct.
Sarah.
Hold on, hold over 300 correct entries right all the way. 300 correct entries, by the way, and 205 wrong ones. And most of them were off by 1 year.
Ooh.
One position, I should say.
By the way, 86, Sarah Moore.
All right, there you have it. So Gwen Carlson, Nicole Hayes, Allie Van Havermate, Amelia Marshall, Wendy Leap, Sarah Moore. You join Kayla Lockington, Brian Rootzer, Audra Berger, Jim Jackson, Nate Towner, and Lynn Kohler. Those are our top 12 at the end of the program. So we're going to go back to random.org, and we're going to pick three winners.
We're going to pick three winners, so we're just going to run them right down. You know, your new numbers just the way you were picked here. Kayla Lockington, 1, Brian Rootzer, 2, Audra Berger, 3, Jim Jackson, 4, Nate Towner, 5, Lynn Kohler, 6, Gwen Carlson will be 7, Nicole Hayes will be 8, Allie Van Havermint will be 9, Amelia Marshall will be 10, Wendy Leipsch will be 11, Sarah Moore will be 12. Listen to the last segment as we will randomize and pick our three winners.
All righty. Really cool. The reception's been outstanding. And again, the grand prize winner not only gets the jacuzzi suite for 4 days at my hotel, they also get one 4-day wristband to go check out Oktoberfest races. They also get a prize pack from J&O Collectibles and theglasscarver.com, sponsors of the program. And since they're going to be staying in my hotel, the bar and grill is there as well. It's called Onyx Bar and Grill. They're going to get a $25 gift card.
Nice. That is sweet. What is that? What is that? That's got to be close to, what, $200, $300 worth of cool stuff?
Estimated that to be approximately $600.
Oh, my. I was good at math once.
Yeah, well, it's a jacuzzi suite, man. Those aren't cheap.
That is awesome. But we also got two other prize winners who will also be getting 4-day wristbands.
Second place gets a 4-day wristband. Third place a 4-day wristband. I don't buy the tickets. What is it, about $125,
$130? It'd be $98 if you bought them individually, $90 if you bought the 4-day wristband.
Very nicely done. Plus, we'll autograph them. So now the total prize pack is worth about $84.
$76.
Well, Paul gets on there, it's under $50.
Oh, jeez.
Let producer Jesse on there. It's like giving them away for free.
There you go. Jesse, we are number one.
On the program today, Kevin Ramsel, former PR director for the Arca Midwest Tour.
Oh, I bet he's mad at me.
Kevin's going to join us to talk a little bit more about Oktoberfest. OktoberfestRaceWeekend.com is the official website. Kevin's going to be writing all the pre-stories up leading to Oktoberfest. Dave Church is going to join us. He leads the 602 Crate Motor Division at Dells Raceway Park. He will be involved in Cratetoberfest, Sunday of Fest this year, where they're going to bring them all out in the big track. The winner gets a brand new crate motor and $1,000, and then the winner is going to pick another name, and that person also gets a brand new crate motor. That's going to be kind of cool.
That'll be awesome if the winner can't pick himself.
And then Don Sneller, longtime lead tech man at the La Crosse Fairground Speedway, is going to join us as well to talk about the history of Oktoberfest as we get ready for the 50th annual Blazin' Fest at the La Crosse Fairground Speedway. Lots to go in the program. Got some winners to come up. We're going to talk about the sponsors again. Stick and stay. We're early. This is 101.3 1460 WBOG.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Hi, race fans. Dan Dyker, the announcer of the Tomas Sports Speedway, thanking not only you for a great 2019 season, but our sponsors, TACU, All-American Do-It Center, Contractor Supply, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, P&P Products, Toma Trophy and Gifts, Magnum.media, Tough Enough Auto Body, Shaw's Auto Salvage, The Zone in Sparta, O'Reilly's Auto Center, WWIS, and Don's Auto and Truck Center. Thank you for 2019. We will see you again in 2020 at the Tomas Sports Speedway.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hi, this is Jerry from Big Boar Barbecue. You know we make great barbecue, but did you know there's more? Hamburgers, meatloaf, prime rib, hot beef, grilled cheese, grilled ham and cheese, ham stacker, and chicken wraps. Soups and chilies and, oh yeah, desserts. Buttermilk pie, bread pudding, strawberry shortcake, and ice cream. Don't forget, we cater any party, large or small. Voted best barbecue and best caterer 4 years in a row. Now that's a mouthful and more.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at TACUonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
We made it through the first turn. Now back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days in Midwest Race Report.
Welcome back, race fans. It's the Days in Midwest Race Report show, 101.3, 1460, the BOG. On the pick one, right through Billy Doc Niles, myself, the voice. Dan Dyker getting all primed. Of course, Rockford does have their big show this weekend, but yep. We are going to get folks primed. They're actually... National short tracks are going to really get knee-deep here this afternoon, but we're getting people primed for the granddaddy of them all. That would be Oktoberfest race weekend. Our guest of the program used to write for a long time for the ARCA Midwest Tour. He had some job obligations that took over this year, so he kind of stepped back, but he's back writing all the press releases for Oktoberfest race weekend, and he's going to be doing some announcing with me, and that is going to be Kevin Ramsell.
Kevin, I am very sorry I cut you off last week, but, man, I told you we were short on time, and I hated to do that to you, my friend.
That's okay. You did violate a Fest Tower rule, so you will be serving a 5-cookie penalty on Thursday.
Oh, no, you wouldn't
yes.
do that to me.
So that means those go in favor of Penguin, then.
A 5-cookie penalty?
Yes, they do. Oh. Yeah, you do have a 5-cookie penalty because of that. So I'm sorry, but, you know.
If they go to Paul, give them the ones with the red huts.
Penguin, can you stomach an additional 5 cookies?
Yes, I can.
I kind of figured so.
By the way, the appeals process will be on October 8th if you want to appeal that. So
thank you very much.
Hey,
I can hardly wait.
When does the cookie order go in, by the way? Paul was inquiring.
The cookie order was made a couple weeks ago. Remember, we made that post on Facebook.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Mrs.
that's right.
And came back with, yes, she did, with yeah, and we all send her little heart responses back to that.
We
so,
do it. We
yeah,
do
so
have we do have dip coming back, and we do have the that fantastic bacon that was brought to us by Cole Shosey a couple of years ago, that's coming back as well.
You know, tell him to get
and
it.
Then, and pizza for the Saturday show, too.
Pizza for the Saturday show. And you know what? This thing has become so popular. Ask Paul Reichard, how many people at the Toma Sportive Speedway, Paul, have asked us if they can have access to the Fest Tower, and we've had to deny them continuously?
Yeah, we might hire our own security detail for that. So.
Are you making VIP passes again this year? We need credentials.
Actually, that was Drew's job last year for that, so
well,
but, yeah, we probably should.
Drew's knee-deep in a new girlfriend, so he has other interests.
I'll see what I can do. I can't make any promises, but I'll see what I can do on that. So,
hey.
But I'll see. If not, yeah.
50th annual Oktoberfest is about a week away. A matter of fact, my camper is going out there tomorrow. Can you believe we are coming up upon 50 years of this event?
You know, it's kind of funny thinking about that because I think the first time I was at Oktoberfest myself was back in 1993. And that's maybe it was like, what, maybe the 25th annual or something like that. I don't know. I'm not good with math in my head or anything like that. But just think I've been along for that many Oktoberfest race weekends is really awesome. And I know there's a lot of fans and some retired drivers coming back for this. And even our buddy Rich Garbers is coming up from Florida for the 50th anniversary. That's what this means to a lot of fans around here.
And again, we're going to honor, we had him on the program last week, Don Thunder Turner. He'll be the only driver doing all 50 years. We had Rich Bickle on last week, which was giving us some Fest stories from back of the day. And I think one of the country's biggest running family reunions, Kevin and Doc and Paul, is losing its luster.
Oh, no, not one bit. I don't think Larry Weirs could have imagined when he started this 50 years ago that it would grow into the event that it is now. I mean, it went from a one-day to a two-day to a three-day, and then when the McCarran's Deary faction took over to the big four-day extravaganza that you have now. And I'm sure Larry Weirs shows up every year, looks at this, and go, wow, I started this.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny too. You bring up John and Sue McCarns because it was actually John McCarns who came up to me in 2006 when I was doing the PR for Rockford Speedway and says, "Would you like to do our Oktoberfest PR?" And I thought to myself, "Man, that's like reaching the pinnacle of Wisconsin short track racing when you get asked to do the PR for that big event, which, you know, at that time was a 4-day event." And then you meet people like Dan and Bill and later on Paul and things like that, and you realize the friendships that you get every year. And it literally, it's not just reunion for the racers, but for the family and friends as well. This is like a one-time gathering for everybody to get there every year, and I think that's what makes Oktoberfest so special.
You know, Kevin, you did a pretty cool piece on Facebook where you asked people to give their best fest stories. Why don't you share a couple of them with us here on air?
The short ones.
The shorter ones. Well, you know, without sharing some specific ones, but I think what you see when you look at those stories is that there are a personal history of meeting of someone like being a young kid meeting Dick Trickle and Dick Trickle hanging out with them and talking to them while the racing's going on, to going to being a soldier at Fort McCoy and people are telling you, "Hey, go up to La Crosse for a Saturday night race," and then while you're up there, say, "You need to come back for Oktoberfest," and the next you know, you're back there every year. I think that really puts a great emphasis onto what I'm talking about, how it's just an annual reunion. When you look at that campground out there, there's not a more impressive sight to see from the tower than a whole area full of campgrounds, and then there's a demand for it to where we can't accommodate everybody who wants to come up and camp there. They have to go other campgrounds away just to be a part of this event still.
You know, Kevin, as the years have gone on, the racing divisions themselves have not drastically changed. Of course, the Thunder Stocks have been around since the 70s. Street Stocks are relatively new. Hornets are going to be Hornets, Super Lates, Late Models. Some of the other special races we have, the Outlaws, have relatively just gotten faster, beefier, more popular as the years have gone on. This year, they're going to introduce an entire new division. Now, in 12 years of doing Fest, 13 lacrosse, I've never been a part of the Oktoberfest introducing a new division like the Kraytoberfest and then just running the whole race.
You know, and that goes back to, you know, to where the whole introduction of the crate motors going back to, I think, around 2002, 2003 when the ASA Late Model Series was basically a crate motor series, and they were trying to find an economical way. And it actually really, I think, Bill, and you can back me up on this, when the crate motors came in, it really made the built engine guys to really rethink about what they're charging these drivers and teams to run locally, and really brought their prices down to where it became a little more economical, and we start seeing more cars come in. But these 602 crate motors are very inexpensive, around $4,000 complete, ready to go. Just to take literally off the crate, put it in your car, and away you go. And they really put up a really neat offering this year with Gandrew Chevrolet up in the Fox Valley area to give away not one but two motors this year to the people who come up and race this Kraytoberfest Challenge. And I think you're going to see that's going to be the vision, Dan. I think you're going to see the biggest wide variety of cars. It's almost going to be like a Bahama bracket style, but for crate motors.
Yeah.
Where you're going to see like outlaw looking bodies to maybe trucks to maybe Mid-American. It's going to be a potpourri, if you want to call it that, of cars out of the track racing for two motors.
And I think the concept of that is it can't be a brand new car. It has to be a used car, which I think even makes it more economical.
Yeah, exactly. And it's letting fans see, hey, you don't have to race in the upper, you know, spend the money to race. You can come and run a hobby stock. You can come and run a Thunder Stock. You can come and run a the Midwest Dash Series car. And I think that's one thing that needs about Oktoberfest, that we show a different variety of divisions that race there in different economics, so that anybody can come up and be a participant in this 50th annual event.
And, Kevin, of course, like we said, this is just one big racing reunion here, not just the racing, but all the activities that are going on throughout the weekend, like the cornhole tournament and the live the after race party with the live music, and even the pet costume contest, which we've all been a part of the last 2 years. I mean, this makes it even a bigger racing reunion, I think.
It is, yeah. And by the way, did Bill and Dan tell you that you are participating in the pet costume parade this year?
Uh-oh, here it comes.
No.
We are dressing you up like a penguin, and you're going to win because we're going to be voting for you.
Yeah. You'll be leading the parade, so make sure you go to the costume store and get your costume by next Friday. Okay,
so
thanks. Appreciate it.
Of everything happening at Oktoberfest, what are you most looking forward to?
Me?
The cookies.
The Me. Cookies, there we go.
Me.
Nobody's looking forward to you.
Me.
I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of people I have not been able to see much this year because I've only been to maybe, with like you said earlier, with my work schedule, this is probably my fifth race I've been able to get to this year. And so just seeing everybody who I have not seen in a while, catching up with funny stories, seeing you guys up in the tower. And you know what I'm really looking forward to? You have a one-point difference between Austin Nason and Casey Johnson for the ARCA Midwest Tour, and that's a great way to end the 50th annual event, as they have a championship battle going on to the last lap.
By the way, you're on our show. What is his name? It is the ultra-fast Casey Johnson on this show, trademark Bill Niles.
And you know, something else I'm looking forward to is not only crowning the champ of the ARCA Midwest Tour, but hopefully we get to race on Thursday night, unlike what we've done the past couple of years. Steve Carlson, Nick Paninsky still battling it out for the late model championship with 5 points. I'm really looking forward to watching Levon Vandergeest get crowned the Truck Series champion, which he's going to do. The Winecoff and Vandergeest family has such a huge following at Wisconsin and Minnesota racetracks. Just to watch them celebrate at Fest is going to be something else, Kevin.
It's going to be great, too, to see that. Not only that championship, Levon Vandergeest is playing a heck of a season. I mean, if there's a big surprise for this year, it has to be him. We saw him race last year, and we're like, okay, he seems a real timid, shy kid. How will he turn out to be? And, man, he's turned out to be a true driver. I watched him race at the Dells last month, and he was working at outside line. If you guys have been to the Dells, if you can get your truck or car to work the outside line, you're going to go to the front real fast. And he was working his way up to the front, and all of a sudden there's a left truck on the outside, and he loses 6 spots in 2 corners, falls all the way back, and this is about 20 laps into a 40-lap race. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, he still's got time to get up there, and sure enough, a few laps to go, him and James Swamp put on a great battle and won the race, and it was very clean racing, very respectable racing. And I'll tell you something, that Midwest Truck Series, they preach that big time to the young drivers, and you see it on the track.
Again, Kevin Ramsoll with Racing PR. You can follow along on OktoberfestRaceWeekend.com. You can find out all the stories he's going to be posting, the different events in the campground and the racetrack. And we always look forward to Kevin being back up in this area in the Fest Tower. Kevin, that's all the time we have. We will talk to you next week and get another update.
That sounds great.
You're going to be on the show with us next Saturday.
Yeah, I heard Paul's got something going on at that time, so I have to take over for him. So
it's just one of those things that happens. Kevin Ramsoll, one of the best racing writers you're going to find in the Midwest, going to be joining us all the way up till Oktoberfest. That's going to do it for Kevin. When we come back, we're going to talk more Oktoberfest next on 101.3 1460 WBOT.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really? Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Are you a coach or just a parent with a kid on a team? Celebrate a win or commiserate a loss with Pizza Oven Pizza. Just call ahead to book a room and for special pricing on groups. Pizza Oven delivers too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Saturday, October 19th at Devil's Raceway Park. It's the Halloween 150. This is race number 5 in the Alive for 5 series, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Super late model drivers running for $5,000 to win. The Midwest Truck Series and the UMA 602 late models add to the excitement. Qualifying at 1:30, green flag racing at 3. Go online to devilsraceway.com for more info. Rain date, October 20th. Don't miss the Halloween 150, Saturday, October 19th at Devil's Raceway Park.
It promises to be a thriller.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at tacuonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
It's the Three Stooges of short track racing, Doc, Dan, and Paul, on the Days End Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
All right, race fans, welcome back to Days in Midwest Race Report, 101.3 1460 WBOG. If you want to find us on Alexa, just ask for WBOG. How about that TuneIn app?
I love that TuneIn app.
Just look for WBOG, also Google at 1460.com. This time of the year, thousands more listen to the program because they are excited for Oktoberfest as we are.
Yeah, and they want to win our prize pack at the end of this show.
And we're going to talk Oktoberfest straight from the La Crosse Fairground Speedway. Chuck Deary and Dave Nelke used to join us in the program, but they wanted me to get a different perspective of Oktoberfest from the inside workings out this year. And I've got to know this man religiously over my 12, 13 years of doing Fest. And it's going to be a good conversation right here. As he is inside Oktoberfest. We're talking inside the Speedway, looking out every year. And that will be head tech man Don Sneller. Don, great to have you on the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You know, Don's... Don only had to tech me like three or four times, and he didn't have to DQ me, so I'm pretty happy about that.
That's because Niles pays well, doesn't he?
That's right, he does.
Don, how many Oktoberfest race weekends will this be for you?
Oh, I think this is the 16th.
16. What's changed in 16 years?
Oh, wow, the cars have changed. The technology in the racing has changed quite a bit.
But a lot of the names, the last names, continually grow. I mean, you've had the fortune to see, I don't know how many numerous Sauders. You've seen both Kenseths. You've seen the Holzhausens. I mean, you've got to see a lot of the traditional families grow up at the racetrack.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, all the... When I started there, when Charlie Menard was racing, and you know, it's been quite a change.
What do you look forward to every year at Oktoberfest, besides Monday?
Well, actually, I look forward to Wednesday getting started. You know, it's and even Saturday, with this Saturday coming up, it'll be a practice on Saturday, and then I just enjoy the whole week. You know, Thursday night we have our regular crew as far as the racers go, late models and sportsmen and that sort of thing. And then the rest of the weekend we have the visitors coming in from out of town. So
you pretty much do a lot of the teching on Thursday night. How much teching do you do the rest of the week? And do you assist the some of the traveling series with some of the stuff that they do?
Well, mostly I just kind of observe. However, I was notified this morning that I will be teching the area sportsman this year.
Oh, congratulations.
So, thank you.
Now, you've said 16 years, and you even mentioned a lot of the technology has changed. How do you stay up on top of all this technology, and how do you kind of keep guys in check?
Well, I try and talk to people and see what's new. A lot of times people will say, you know, did you know about this or that? And get on the internet, try and do research and see the different parts that are out there and how things are different. Suspension setups are being used and whether it's something that we want to allow at La Crosse or not allow, and whys and wherefores, that sort of thing. So.
And, Don, I was wondering, the 602 Crate Late Models, the Cratetoberfest Late Models are coming on Sunday. And do you know how to tech one of those 602 Crate Late Models?
Well, a crate, whether it's 602 or 604, doesn't make a difference. It's still a sealed motor. So... what we do in general is we look at the seals and try and determine whether they've been tampered with or not. I know it's pretty difficult to do that, and we're really kind of grasping at straws on that. The other thing that we do is we can do a compression check on it, because a 604 crate will... have a compression of about 9.6 plus or minus 0.1. And so last year we checked crates and did the compression test on them, and you know, everybody's okay. One of the issues that racers tell us is that on a crate motor is that it's relatively easy to take the seal off of the camshaft or cover, the timing cover, and then replace the camshaft. And so we can also check the cam lift, and we have done that before, and make sure that it's within the GM spec.
Don Stenler from La Crosse Speedway joining us on the program. A couple minutes left in the program. Don, you get to stand back and watch Ricky Brooks knock the top dogs out of the ARCA Midwest Tour late model or a super late model 200-lap race last year. What's going through your mind? Number one, you're probably thinking, good thing that's not me. What are you watching as Ricky Brooks is doing his thing last year?
It's always interesting to watch other people do a tech and see what they're looking for. Everybody's kind of has their pet peeve, and it's not necessarily the same for everybody. You know, I can say in working with other tech officials, even here in Wisconsin, that we may do things a little different, but the end result is the same. We're always looking for the same thing. Ricky was very thorough in what he did, and he found some stuff that shouldn't have been going on. So
I think everything is Ricky's pet peeve.
No comment.
They don't call it the Room of Doom for no reason. Don, we only got a couple of minutes left here with you. Talk about what do you most look forward to this coming up this coming weekend?
Inspection point of view,
either from an inspection standpoint or a fan standpoint.
Oh boy, we hope that nobody gets disqualified. That's in my opinion, the worst thing that can happen, not only for the racer, but for the fans too, because they're thinking that somebody has won or placed, and that may not be the case when they wake up the next morning. So we hope everybody gets through tech okay. But on the other hand, we want to make sure that the racing is fair for everybody, and everybody lives by the same rules. And if somebody can't follow the rules, we'll make no qualms about enforcing them.
That has been head tech inspector from the La Crosse Fairground Speedway, Don Sneller. You will see him patrolling the pits next weekend at Oktoberfest. When we come back, there's a new class that's going to be racing out at the La Crosse Fairground Speedway during Oktoberfest. Cratetoberfest is going to get explained by the Dells point leader, Dave Trout. You are listening to the Days in Midwest First Report on 101.3 and 1460 WBOG.
Saturday, October 19th at Dells Raceway Park. It's the Following 150. This is race number 5 in the Alive for 5 series, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Super late model drivers running for $5,000 to win. The Midwest Truck Series and the UMA 602 late models add to the excitement. Qualifying at 1:30, Green Flag Racing at 3. Go online to DellsRaceWayPark.com for more info. Rain date, October 20th. Don't miss the Following 150, Saturday, October 19th at Dells Raceway Park.
It promises to be a thriller.
You want barbecue, but she doesn't? What do you do? Hi, Jerry here at Big Boar Barbecue. We know not everyone wants barbecue. That's why we feature so much more, like our fried chicken, Philly steak sandwich, meatloaf, great burgers, salads, wraps, and more. So keep feasting the family. Stop in and try something from our extensive menu. It's so much cheaper than a divorce. Big Boar and more, Highway 16 West Salem.
Yes, come on down for the best food in town at Big Boar Barbecue.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Oh, here we go. Back at the Days Inn Midwest Race Report with Dan, Doc, and Paul.
Welcome back, race fans. Days Inn Midwest Race Report, 101.3, 1460 WBOG. You can also find us on the TuneIn app, on Alexa and Google, 1460.com. A new race, a new division coming to Oktoberfest race weekend next weekend. It is the new Kratoberfest being brought to you by Ganrud Chevrolet. And drivers are going to be racing for a pair of new crate engines and $1,000. And one of the guys.
Righteous bucks.
It is. One of the guys that's going to be probably one of the names you're going to be looking at to win that event on Sunday, even though anything can happen during Fest, is New Lisbon's Dave Trout. Dave, what's up, brother?
Not much. Just at, I had to work today. You know, just I'm a working man. So I had a good weekend with the crate car and pretty good weekend with my buddy's sportsman car. But now we're gearing up for the Fest. They're starting tonight. I'm going to start changing stuff over and getting the crate car ready for the Kratoberfest race. It's kind of cool. I thought maybe I'd get a year off from racing up there, but it turns out that's not the case. But I'm excited to get up there.
See, now remember last year when we had Dave on before Fest, he told us a year ago he was taking the year off.
Yep, that's it just makes him a liar. Dave, we touched on this a little bit with Kevin Ramsell early in the show, but I think it's pretty good to get a driver's perspective about the 602 class, what the premise is behind it, and actually how cool of a class it is.
Yeah, like it's a new class. I started last year. The affordability to me is what was appealing to it, and the schedule. Like, I'm a pretty busy person at work and stuff, and you know, as you get a little older, you know, my crew's got a little older. They got family now, so we used to use the race car for excuse to drink beer during the week, and now we got families and stuff. I don't see them as much as I used to, but so, you know, with the Dells crate stuff, the 602 stuff, we race once a month, April, you know, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. So it's a very manageable schedule. Once a month, you're still considered a professional racer. That's what they tell me anyway.
True.
And it just suits what I got going on right now. I teamed up with Frank Cryer. I was going to take the year off. I wasn't lying. The sporty cars went down the road. Thompson ended up with my white one. Dusty Mann ended up with my black one. And I truly was going to take a year off and just use it to, you know, do some other things that I haven't done in a long time because I've been racing so long. And Frank called me and said, hey, I want you to drive my car, and I'll pay for everything, and I'll pay for your pit pass. And I said, I don't know, let me think about it. And I called him back 20 minutes later and said, I'll do it. So he wrote me in there. Haven't broke the track record yet, but we've won enough races, got enough fast times. Definitely think I got the car to beat at the Dells. We got some new competition. Sergeant's kid won over the weekend. One feature, I won the other feature. You know, we got a lot of cool people. Matt Berlin, I think he was a legend guy. Drove legends for a long time. He got a car. Greg Burrows, I used to race hobby stocks with him. He got one over the weekend. So there's a lot of interest. And then what's cool about it is the engines are cheap. You know, you're talking $3,800 for a motor. If the Dells are racing for one, you know, there's four of us that have eligible to win one at the Dells. We're coming to Oktoberfest with the eligibility to win two. So a couple weeks ago, Frank talked me into buying my own car. So now I actually got my own car. But the weird thing is he drives my car and I drive his car. So
that's because you like the Minions.
It doesn't make sense. He put dents in my car. I got to pound the dents out.
You know, Dave, I think the number one, there's a lot of people, including myself, that gets to announce this race on Sunday of Fest, that have really been paying attention to how the 602 motor has gone and how it's gone at the Dells. What's going to be the biggest challenge for you guys to run on Sunday? I would think you guys are set up primarily to run those motors and those cars at Dells Raceway Park. Now you're going to flip things over to the 5/8 mile. Do you think that's going to be the biggest challenge is a bigger track?
Well, honestly, I don't know. They are a little bit of a challenge to drive the way we got them set up at the Dells because of we don't have power steering. So that kind of limits you from your... You know, you can't get too aggressive with the setup because you can't. I mean, I would like to say a pretty big boy, but, you know, after 25 laps in a crate car with no power steering, I mean, you really got to drive the heck out of the car. And you really, I mean, it's a workout. Like, I get out of the car and I'm about ready to fall out of the seat.
You got arms and, like legs after a feature race at the Dells.
Man, I'll be honest with you. I drove four features on Saturday and I was ready to fall out of the car. I couldn't even stand up. I couldn't hold the trophy up when I was done. But, I don't know. It's one race up there. We don't, you know, it's on Sunday. Hopefully I'm still standing upright by then. You know what happened Wednesday. It's going to be a challenge. The thing is what we got going for us is our cars are very aerodynamic. They're very aero-dependent. I think we got the advantage over, you know, the other 602 cars, whether they're sportsmen or trucks or mods or whatever they're going to be. I think our cars probably have the biggest advantage aero-wise. The truck's got power steering. You know, we don't. They got a little nicer brake package than we do. I think of our weight and aerodynamics, I think we're going to have the advantage. I hope we have the advantage. Either way, it's going to be an event. I mean, either way, there's going to be cars to pass. You know, there's going to be racing that's going to be had. Either way, you know how like Oktoberfest is. Sometimes you just got to get lucky. Sometimes there's no talent involved. But we're looking forward to it. Frank's actually going to go up and test. He's repossessing his pink car for one race. He's bringing the pink one. I get to actually drive my own car at the fest. And he's going to go do some reconnaissance. I think he's going to go test and hopefully bring back some data so that we can kind of be ahead of the game as far as gears and stuff, because we don't really know what gear to run or anything up there. I mean, we've never really had a 6,200 RPM car up there before, you know.
Well, there you just shot my next question. We're talking with Dave Trude. He's the current point leader at Dell's Raceway Park in the brand-new 602 late model class, and that's what I was going to lead to. Have you guys even discussed about what you want to do for gearing there? Because these crate motors, they don't really take a lot of RPMs to get up into their power range.
No, at 6,200, they're out of power. A lot of people rem them off the chip. We prefer not to. I think longevity-wise, you want to keep them off the chip as much as you can. I mean, I think of the cross, you're going to be banging the chip no matter what, because you got to have just enough gear to be dangerous in traffic and try to get underneath people, but yet you don't want to be killing the thing at the end of the straightaway if you're in open, you know, if you got open track, because it's, you know, so it's a double-edged knife there. I guess you just buy a box of gears, bring them up there, and just keep switching them until you figure it out. But I'm looking forward to it. It's a very cool class. I think it's the future. I know sportsmen's and the hobby stock stuff is getting hard to do. I mean, I've done it my whole life. It's just getting harder and harder. And money-wise, to be honest with you, I got less money in this than I did in my sportsman cars by half.
Nice.
And I think it's going to be the bridge from the four-cylinder stuff and maybe the Bandit four-cylinder Legend, stuff like that. You know, the bridge that gets us affordably to late models or super late models. You know, we all got the same shocks. We all got the same tires. We all got the same brakes. We all got the same steering. We all got the same suspension for the most part. We all weigh the same for the most part. And it's kind of cool because what we got in the Dells, we got a bunch of rookies that are, you know, young and foolish maybe and not scared. And then you got a couple of veterans like myself that are, you know, on the backside of the hill going down. We cross paths at the track on Saturdays, and it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun. We got a really good group at the Dells. I'm hoping a number of the guys are going to come up there. I know I'm excited. I know Frank and I are coming, so it's, or as he's known in racing world at the Dells, is Chaz Audi. I don't even know where he got that name.
Dave, one more question before we let you go. What is racing and being a part of Oktoberfest number 50 mean to Dave Trude?
Well, I've been going to Oktoberfest for a long time, and it's cool. It's just you got to be there to understand it. If you've never been there, you never understand. Like the people, it's unbelievable how many people you see. All the cool people see. A lot of those people I see, like my neighbors camping, like they're my best friends for a week. But we don't really see each other, talk to each other until Oktoberfest weekend.
Exactly.
It's just the things you do and the fun that you have on and off that track on Oktoberfest week is unbelievable. Like we are just, that's my favorite week of the year. The week after, probably my worst favorite week of the year, because you just don't feel good when you get home after.
we only got about a minute left here with Dave Trude. Dave, why don't you tell everybody some of the sponsors that are helping you out in 2019?
Well, they're all Frank sponsors, because I didn't really have any, but...
Well, tell us Frank sponsors then.
Frank's got a bunch of sponsors, actually. But Rick Jensen, Ford Chrysler, I work there at the dealership here in New Lisbon as a car salesman, believe it or not. He's got, I don't even know who his sponsors are, to be honest with you. He always takes care of that stuff. I just show up and drive. Like I'm just one of them suitcase drivers now. But a lot of support from those guys, my crew, Frank and Michelle. I couldn't be happier. I've had more fun in the seven races I raced this year than I ever have. And getting a race against your car owner, you know, bumper to bumper, you know, fender to fender, door to door, is you got to do it to understand it. But we have a lot of fun doing it, and we're looking forward to the class getting bigger, and I'm happy. Hopefully, Oktoberfest weekend goes good, and can't wait to get there.
New Lisbon's Dave Trude leading the crate 602 class at Dells Raceway Park. Their champ will be wrapped up during Halloween, and we're going to see what happens when the Craytoberfest hits the La Crosse Speedway on Sunday of Oktoberfest. Dave, you've always been a great friend of the program, a great supporter. We greatly appreciate you being back on, and can't wait to see you here in about a week.
Yeah, you guys are the best. So keep up the good work over there. We'll try to put in for a raise for you.
Oh, would greatly like that because...
Oh, they're already shaking their heads no.
Paul Penguin's tired of eating off the dollar menu. Dave Trude from New Lisbon, can't wait to see him. What Frank Cryer and he have going for a Craytoberfest on Sunday. And, you know, Bill Dock, if Cryer's coming back, that means Bubbles will be in the pet costume contest again.
Oh, most likely, yeah. So it's going to be a good pet costume contest again this year.
Coming up next, Rikert's Race Week Rewind here on the Days In Midwest Race Report, 101.3 1460 WBOG.
Your next adventure begins with a great rate from Toma Area Credit Union. Hi, this is Michaela, offering you rates as low as 3.49% annual percentage rate on all auto, RV, boat, ATV, and motorcycle loans. We make lending easy with our low rates, warranties, gap, and member payment protection. Keep your money local and drive home today with a pre-approval from TACU. Apply today at tacuonline.com. Rates vary based on credit score. TACU is federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for comfort under the sun? You can find that and a whole lot more with your stay at the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island, La Crosse. The Days Inn has 148 spacious rooms, an indoor pool, hot tub, fitness room, and plenty of banquet space to host that big meeting or wedding reception. If you're hungry, food and drink are just steps away at Heroes Bar and Grill inside the hotel. So if you're planning a pool party, wedding reception, or just want a night away in a jacuzzi suite, Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center on French Island is your stop under the sun.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really? Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Are you a coach or just a parent with a kid on a team? Celebrate a win or commiserate a loss with Pizza Oven Pizza. Just call ahead to book a room and for special pricing on groups. Pizza Oven delivers too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Hi, race fans. Dan Dyker, the announcer of the Toma Sportive Speedway, thanking not only you for a great 2019 season, but our sponsors, TACU, All-American Do-It Center, Contractor Supply, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, P&P Products, Toma Trophy and Gifts, Magnum.media, Tough Enough Auto Body, Shaw's Auto Salvage, DAZN and Sparta, O'Reilly's Auto Center, WWIS, and Don's Auto and Truck Center. Thank you for 2019. We will see you again in 2020 at the Toma Sportive Speedway.
Back to Dan, Doc, and Paul on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Once again, race fans, welcome back to Days Inn Midwest Race Report. You're in 1460, 1013 WBOG. Billy Doc Niles, Paul the Penguin Reichert. We've got some great sponsors that have helped us out all year long. And we're going to be talking about them all the way to the end of October.
Most definitely. We start out with our title sponsor, the Days Inn, here on French Island in La Crosse. If you haven't got your room for Oktoberfest race weekend, time is running out. Get a hold of our guy, Dyker.
Seven rooms left out of 55.
Seven rooms left here. And you only, hey, it starts this week. I mean, you know, the practice starts this Wednesday. Get a hold of Dyker and get your room. Big Boar Barbecue back on with us once again. Voted number one in the county, best barbecue and best caterer. Dells Raceway Park, they got Halloween coming up at the end of the month, end of October. TACU Credit Union, Toma Sparta Speedway, their banquet is coming up in November. FansArena.com, J&L Collectibles, TheGlassCarver.com, and Midwest Racing Connection. We cannot thank all of these people enough for helping us out in 2019, but now it is time. He scours the interwebs to find the winners from north, south, east, and west, and a few occasionally across the border. It's time for the Rikert Race Rewind.
All right, Bill, thank you. We'll start with Thursday. Red Cedars kicked off their 40th annual Punky Manor Challenge of Champions.
Punky
Sean
Manor.
Mann won the USRA late model feature. Night one for the American Sprint Car Series at Lucas Oil Speedway in Wheatland, Missouri. That went to Blake Hahn. Derek Ramirez won night one for the U.S. Modified Touring Series at Deer Creek at the Fall Jamboree, their big year in special. And Max Blair won the World of Outlaw late model race at Stateline Speedway in Jamestown, New York. Friday, Aaron Rutzel took the All-Star Circuit of Champions race at Williams Grove in Pennsylvania. Night two for the American Sprint Cars at Lucas Oil Speedway went to Josh Bauman. IRA Sprints night one at Jackson, Minnesota, won by Billy Balog. Colton Nelson won the King of the Wing Asphalt Sprints night one at Meridian, Idaho. Dennis Erb Jr. won the Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series race at Kokomo, Indiana. Night two for the U.S. Modified Touring Series at Deer Creek was won by Rodney Sanders. Shane Clanton won the World of Outlaw Late Model race at Outlaw Speedway in Dundee, New York. And Donnie Schatz won night one of the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Dodge City, Kansas. Saturday, September showdown at the Dells. Marlon Bordentraeger and Cody Hubert won the late model features thanks to a pair of seconds. Quattro Quattro, the overall winner.
Attaboy.
And it was his birthday on Sunday.
Yes, it was. Yes. So good weekend for him.
Non-winners feature went to Hunter Stenson. 602 late model features went to Dave Trout and Randy Sargent. Trout, the overall winner. Billy Prezel won both modified features, and Jason Stark won both hobby stock features.
Wow.
40th annual Punky Manor Challenge Champions final night at Red Cedar saw Jesse Glenn take the Westota late model feature, Jake Hartz on the Westota modified feature. All-Star Circuit of Champions at Abbotsford, Pennsylvania, Brian Monteith the winner. Final night for the American Sprint Cars at Lucas Oil Speedway was won by Aaron Rutzel. ARCA Gold Cup in the ARCA CR Super Series at Toledo, Ohio for the annual Glass City 200, the Outlaw Super Late Model feature. How about this? NASCAR Pinty Series driver Cade Lapsevich. First time in the Super Late Outlaw Super Late Model and won.
Nice.
Brian Brookacher, the champion. ARCA CRA Super Series race won by Johnny Van Dorn.
Nice.
Badger Midgets at Sycamore, Illinois. Second straight win for Chase McDermott. NASCAR Wayland All-American Series national champion Jacob Gady won the Big 8 Late Model race at Elko.
That was the Thunderstruck, the big race up there.
Oh, yes. Yep. The star of their three races, three weekends,
did you see,
the championship.
Did you see the top 13? Were all local drivers there.
Yeah, at least the top five for sure.
None
I saw
of the,
that, yeah.
Other than a couple of the Minnesota guys that run regular Big 8, none of the regular Big 8 guys cracked the top.
Dirt Kane's Light Mile Tour at Allegheny Speedway in Seymour. Second straight win for Mitch McGrath. Night two for the IRA Sprints at Jackson, Minnesota. Austin McCarroll won the race. Kyle Alberdeen won night two for the King of the Wayne Asphalt Sprints at Meridian, Idaho. Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series at Brownstown, Indiana. The Real Deal son, Hudson O'Neill, the winner.
Nice.
NASCAR K&N Pro E Series, NASCAR Pinty Series, and the NASCAR Wayne Modified Tour all at New Hampshire for the Apple Bucket Weekend. Ty Gibbs got his first ever ARCA win a few weeks ago. Now he's got his first K&N Pro East win. And Sam Mayer from Franklin, Wisconsin finished fifth. He holds a 30-point lead over Chase Cabrera going into the season finale at Dover next weekend.
Awesome.
Yes. Pinty Series race won by Andrew Ranger. Bobby Santos took the modified feature. Northwest Super Late Miles at Wenatchee Valley Super Oval in East Wenatchee, Washington. Rob Christian won. Oh, no. He drives that Garrett Evans
that
lookalike
Garrett Evans
car.
Lookalike
yeah.
car. No,
Garrett Evans won the race.
It's the
there.
Rob Christian lookalike car. Get it right.
Pass North Tour at North Woodstock, New Hampshire. Derek Griffith, the winner. Southern Super Series at Five Flags Speedway down Pensacola. Jesse Dutille, the winner. This was also the final race of Five Flags four-race Blizzard Series for the Super Lates. We haven't heard this name since, I think, like April or May. Giovanni Bromanti claimed the Blizzard Series championship.
Well, if anything, you said it better than you did back in May.
Yeah. Super Dirt Car Series at Albany Saratoga Speedway in Malta, New York. First time winner alert, Dimitrios Drelos, the winner.
Whoa. Good one, Paul. Yes. You've been practicing that one, haven't you?
Yeah, so I think we have that news guy from Channel 8 that Greek sunny name, yeah. U.S. Modified Touring Series final night of the Fall Jamboree at Deer Creek. Jacob Bleese, the winner. Hunt for Casey's Cup champion is Rodney Sanders. World of Outlaw Late Miles at Sealands Grove, Pennsylvania. Daryl Lanigan, the winner. And night two for the World of Outlaw Sprint Cars at Dodge City, Kansas. Went to Brad Sweet. On Sunday, All-Star Circuit of Champions was at Hagerstown, Maryland. Aaron Rutzel, the winner. The Ontario Outlaw Super Late Model Series had their final race of the season at Sunset Speedway up in Innisfil, Ontario, Canada. Rick Spencer Walt, the winner. John Cadman, the champion. And the ACCA Trans Am Series at Virginia International Raceway over in Alton, Virginia. The Sadheads must have been in the house. Boris Sedd scored the victory.
Whoa.
Yes, and that'll wrap up this edition of Reichert's Race Rewind.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. I dare anybody to find a better race rewind than that one right there. When we come back, we have our final 12. We're going to put them in the randomizer. We're going to get a grand prize winner. You are listening to the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on 101.3 and AM 1460 WPOG.
Saturday, October 19th at Devil's Raceway Park. It's the Following 150. This is race number 5 in the Alive for 5 series, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Super late model drivers running for $5,000 to win. The Midwest Truck Series and the UMA 602 late models add to the excitement. Qualifying at 1:30, green flag racing at 3. Go online to devilsraceway.com for more info. Rain date, October 20th. Don't miss the Following 150, Saturday, October 19th at Devil's Raceway Park.
It promises to be a thriller.
Are you still eating pizza that came from a warehouse, was loaded on a truck, then stocked in the store, and then into your oven still frozen? Boxed pizza? Really? Well, it's time for a change. The Pizza Oven on Highway 16 West Salem makes their pizzas fresh and in the restaurant. Build your own or try a house specialty. Are you a coach or just a parent with a kid on a team? Celebrate a win or commiserate a loss with Pizza Oven Pizza. Just call ahead to book a room and for special pricing on groups. Pizza Oven delivers too. Highway 16 West Salem or online at pizzaovenwi.com.
Hi, race fans. Dan Dyker, the announcer of the Thomas Porter Speedway, thanking not only you for a great 2019 season, but our sponsors, TACU, All-American Do It Center, Contractor Supply, Blaine's Farm and Fleet, P&P Products, Thoma Trophy and Gifts, Magnum.media, Tough Enough Auto Body, Shaw's Auto Salvage, The Zone in Sparta, O'Reilly's Auto Center, WWIS, and Don's Auto and Truck Center. Thank you for 2019. We will see you again in 2020 at the Thoma Sparta Speedway.
You don't have to fly to Kansas City to get great barbecue.
Hi, this is Jerry from Big Boar Barbecue. You know we make great barbecue, but did you know there's more? Hamburgers, meatloaf, prime rib, hot beef, grilled cheese, grilled ham and cheese, ham stacker, and chicken wraps. Soups and chilies and, oh yeah, desserts. Buttermilk pie, bread pudding, strawberry shortcake, and ice cream. Don't forget, we cater any party, large or small. Voted best barbecue and best caterer 4 years in a row. Now that's a mouthful and more.
There's the white flag. One more lap on the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460.
Welcome back, race fans. One more time, Days Inn Midwest Race Report, 101.3, 1460 WPOG.
Are you okay over there,
Dyker?
Dyker?
You guys learn a lot about Dan Dyker during the commercial
break.
We
learn way too much.
Yes, we do. Yes,
hey,
we
it's
do.
Not my fault he wanted me to talk like Bullwinkle.
Hey.
Paul,
you might, Jesse, you might as well cut Paul off. He's done for the rest of the segment.
It was either that or Kermit the Frog. He couldn't decide which one he wanted.
It's the only local racing action we got going on this weekend. Rockford, the National Short Track Championships, Big 8 late models tonight, Super late models tomorrow. So if you want to see some great racing action before Oktoberfest, this weekend down at Rockford is the place to be. But right now, Dan.
Let's do it. Let's draw our three winners. Two winners and a grand prize winner.
All right.
That's my buddy Penguin over there with the drum roll.
Atta boy, Penguin. All right, who's got the randomizer, you or me?
All right, I got the randomizer. This is according to random.org, and we are going to pick the numbers. It's 1 through 12.
Yep, we told you that in the first segment, here's your numbers. Kayla Lockington, number 1. Brian Rutzer, number 2. Audra Berger, number 3. Jim Jackson, number 4. Nate Toner, number 5. Lynn Kohler, number 6. Gwen Carlson, number 7. Nicole Hayes, number 8. Allie Van Handermeet, number 9. Amelia Marshall, 10. Wendy Leaps, 11. Sarah Moore, 12. Give us the first number, Mr. Dyker.
Random.org says the winner of the first 1 of 4 day pass to Oktoberfest is Jim Jackson, number 4.
Jim Jackson, number 4. You have a 4 day wristband.
All right, random.org is spinning and spinning. Good thing I got a good internet connection here because it's spinning. All right, the second 1 day, 4 day pass to Oktoberfest race weekend is number 3, and that is Audra Berger.
Audra Berger, she gets a four day wristband.
All right, this is it. We're down to 9 names. One of these names gets the jacuzzi suite, the 4 day pass to Oktoberfest, the prize pack from our friends at J&O Collectibles, and glasscover.com and a $25 gift card to the bar and grill in my hotel that would be the Onyx Bar and
Grill. I think the $25 gift card just seals that one up.
You've had the wings there.
Yes, I have. They're awesome.
You're about due.
Hey, yes. Well,
all right. Random.org says the number is Number nine, who wins the prizes?
Allie Van Habermeet is our grand prize
winner. Oh. Allie's going to be in the suite watching Oktoberfest races in the Onyx Bar and Grill in the big prize pack.
Congratulations, Allie.
Coming from glasscover.com and JanoCollectibles.com.
Don't have too much fun in that jacuzzi suite.
Yes, congratulations. I want to thank everybody. Our Facebook reach was close to 60,000, the largest contest we've ever ran as a part of this program in 10 years.
That was awesome, and, you know, they had so many right answers to bring it down to just these 12. And, you know, congratulations to our three winners again. Audra Berger and Jim Jackson, each of them getting a four-day wristband, and Allie Van Habermeet, our grand prize winner.
All righty. Thank our sponsors of the program. Let's get out of here. I'm ready to go.
Days in, Big Boar, Dell's Raceway Park, TACU Credit Union, Thomas Sparta Speedway, FansArena.com, JNL Collectibles, GlassCarver.com, Midwest Racing Connection. Thank you all.
Going to see a lot of pictures on Fest in the Midwest Racing Connection.
Hey, we are live next week.
Live show at Oktoberfest.
Come
see
us.
With us. Come find out the stars that are on the program at noon in the exhibition hall. For Paul Reichert, Bill Niles, I'm Dan Dyker. Jesse's the one telling us to wrap things up. Thanks for the support. Thanks for all the contest entries. We will see you on the radio live next Saturday at Oktoberfest, 101.3 1460 WBOG.
There's the checkered flag. That's this week's edition of the Days Inn Midwest Race Report, brought to you by the Days Inn Hotel and Conference Center, just off the interstate at Exit 2. Big Boar Barbecue on Highway 16 West Salem, home of the Ultimate Platter Challenge. By the Thomas Sparta Speedway, racing Friday nights by FansArena.com, the official clothing supplier for Dan, Doc, and Paul. And by Dell's Raceway Park in Wisconsin Dells. Join us next week at the same time for the Days Inn Midwest Race Report on Cool Gold 1460 WBOG.